For most of us, it's a time of excitement, but for young people with learning difficulties and for their families, leaving school can be a time of real anxiety as they face a change in support services. A reduction of respite care and uncertainty about the future means a whole change in their way of life. A new BBC Northern Ireland programme called Special Me, which is on tonight, follows Gareth Knox and his family at a time when their lives are about to change beyond all recognition. I'm delighted to say Gareth's mum Claire's on the line this morning. Claire, good morning.
Good morning, Joel.
I've seen the trails for the programme and I'm looking forward to watching it. First of all, I mean, tell us about Gareth.
Well, Gareth is 18 years old. He has Down syndrome and autism. He has profound learning difficulties, no speech, and depends on us for every aspect of his life, basically.
And, I mean, a typical day for Gareth and for you as you care for him, I mean, what's that like?
Well, with Gareth, I mean, Gareth still attends the local special school. So he goes there faithfully Monday to Friday. Outside of that, he depends on us to stimulate him because he's unable to play by himself. He's unable to read books or even sort of watch his television programmes without help from his mum and dad. He needs help from us to get dressed, to get showered, supervision when he's eating. He relies on us for stimulation in relation to social life. And that's extremely limited. I mean, we're depending really on family and a few friends who understand his difficult needs to let us have some semblance of social life. So he really looks to us for everything.
So he basically requires supervision and attention constantly.
He does. I know we often hear the buzz phrase 24/7, but with Gareth it is because he doesn't actually sleep very well. So for us it really is a 24/7 role.
The whole transition when Gareth leaves school, I mean, what sort of an impact will this have as things stand currently?
Well, currently Gareth will probably most likely move to the adult centre, which is actually featured on the programme tonight. For some of the more able children, there are opportunities, and I wouldn't want to be painting a totally negative picture, but for children like Gareth who have such low ability, there really aren't any options for Gareth. And our biggest disappointment in all of that, Joel, really is that his educational input ends. Now, Gareth is a very slow learner, so I can't understand why he's been asked to give up on education at a time when most young people are being encouraged to continue. He's behind, so obviously he needs a lot longer. And it's not in terms of academic achievement for Gareth, it's in terms of life skills and some degree of independence. I mean, Gareth's targets at school are things like learning to eat properly at the table, things like making a bed, having a shower. Those take a long, long time for Gareth to learn, and maybe he'll never learn fully. But he's only starting now in his latter years at school to get a slight grasp of what that's about. He will leave school and there will be no more input in that way. He will be cared for, but he will not be given a chance to learn. So he will regress very rapidly, and his mum and dad, myself and Nigel, will be left to try and stimulate him to replace the school input. And to be honest, you just reach a point of exhaustion with that. So I feel he needs longer and he needs more input in relation to his learning.
And what are your other fears this morning regarding the changes in the way that Gareth has cared for after he's turned 18, and your fears in terms of the impact that it would have?
Well, to be honest, Joel, I think every family, and I speak for a lot of families across the province, the step into adulthood for children with special needs is a very scary one. We have experienced, since the programme has ended actually, Gareth has lost his overnight respite, which was provided under children's services. We had 3 nights a month. We lost that in July, and as yet that hasn't been replaced. We are hoping to get a night between now and Christmas.
And just to explain, that was lost, what, automatically just because?
Automatically just because he turned 18. There is a move, obviously, from children's services to adult services, and we had hoped the transition would have taken place, you know, prior to him leaving one, that there would have been something else set in place. Gareth is very heavily affected by his autism, simple changes in his life, such as changing a pair of shoes, has to be worked on for weeks for Gareth. So we can't really understand the mindset of how he's expected to suddenly stop something that's been a big, big part of his life. We can't explain to him why it's gone. And week upon week goes past, and he has got very, very depressed. He's got aggressive. I've had to take 7 weeks off work. He's now on medication, new medication, simply because he cannot cope with this extreme change. To most people, you know, waiting 3 or 4 or 5 months for something isn't beyond the bounds of possibility. But for Gareth being autistic, it's almost cruel, because we can't explain to him why he's not going to this place anymore. He keeps looking for his wee overnight bag, and we can't explain why it's gone.
How long had he been in the routine or the pattern of having the 3 nights a month?
For over 10 years.
Which is, so that's massive.
Massive for him. It's more than half of his life. And it's something he enjoyed because it gave him a chance to socialise with other people. Being an only child, he gets fed up with his mum and dad all the time. So that was a social outlet for him. It was a night where we could relax and get a good night's sleep. It kept us going. We have felt, really, since the respite has ended, we've become totally exhausted. You know, we're just nearly at breaking point. And I can't see why it has to take so long for one thing to end and another start up.
You've mentioned about other parents who are maybe listening to this and thinking that's really striking a chord with me. It'd be great to hear from them this morning. 0845955678. It seems to me, just on the face of it, Claire, and you could tell me if this is too simplistic, but it seems to me that, you know, the significance of the age of 18, it isn't really relevant to someone in Gareth's position, because his mental age, it doesn't change that. You know, he still has the mental age of one much younger, and the fact that physically he's 18, it doesn't make any difference.
No, it doesn't. In fact, Joel, it makes it more difficult. We're dealing with an 18-year-old young man physically, but he is mentally probably 2 to 3 years old. So when he gets...
Just because he's 18 physically doesn't mean that he's in any sort of position to understand that, well, actually, I've reached a significant birthday and I'm not going to get my 3 nights anymore.
He has no concept.
No concept.
The thing about his 18th birthday was actually that he didn't know what it was all about. I mean, it's on the show tonight, and that was the most poignant thing for me, really, was that we were celebrating something Gareth had no clue of. He will have the same needs in 10 years' time that he has as 10 years ago. So, you know, the concept of child to adult for Gareth is a very, very grey area.
How tough is it for you, Claire, to see how upset that Gareth is now and how more upset he is becoming from what you're telling me, and the frustration that you must have that you just can't tell him, you just can't explain to him because he doesn't understand?
You have no idea, Joel, what it's like to have a child that's non-verbal and such a limited understanding. I mean, I just wish we could have a heart-to-heart conversation with Gareth and explain. Gareth can't cry. He stopped crying when he was about 8 years old. So any frustration and anger that he feels comes out in aggression. And over the last 3 months, that has increased to a point that we can hardly believe, actually. He's just like a different person. Now, I mean, that may have happened without the loss of respite, but it is very difficult for us to not look at the massive change in his life and say, well, that has been a trigger. You know, we can't take him out, really, at the moment, because he's unpredictable with people. It takes two people to physically handle him. We know he's frustrated. It's not like a temper tantrum. It's just sheer frustration. And it is heartbreaking for us. I mean, I have spent most of the last 3 months probably in tears just looking at him with his life changed, and he has no clue why.
You know, it's funny, isn't it? Because you listen to this programme many mornings and you hear Stephen getting very frustrated with people who maybe don't want to hear some things that are going on in discussions. And, you know, I can't imagine. I mean, it's impossible to imagine the circumstance and the levels of frustration that you have, because you just want them to know. You just want to be able to say, it's going to be all right, we'll get it sorted. But you just can't do those things.
No, we can't. And that's frustrating for us as well, Joel. I mean, we love Gareth dearly, And I hope that comes across tonight in the programme.
Was that a big factor in allowing the cameras into your life for whatever period of time they were there? I mean, how did Gareth react even when the cameras were there? It must have been an added stress for you too, in a way.
It was. I mean,
but you wanted to tell your story.
We wanted to tell our story, and we saw it as a wonderful opportunity. We were scared and apprehensive. I suppose that, you know, we were worried about how it would affect our family life. But the team that did the documentary were wonderful, very understanding of his needs, and Gareth coped remarkably well. Now, if we were trying to make that documentary now, I doubt if we could manage it because he's just too aggressive. So, in a way, the story has...
Because
been
when the cameras were there, he was still getting his respite care.
That's
the three
right.
nights a month,
he was,
yes.
And we were still getting a chance to get our batteries recharged, to say with another word we hear a lot. But with that kind of intense need, a night of good sleep does wonders.